Blog Talk Radio.
Can you believe that? Time's just flying, it seems.
And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church. We meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we meet on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and all over the globe. Amen. We want to welcome everyone from outside of the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in Australia, and all over the world, all over the globe. We're represented in more countries than you would believe, well over 100. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we want to thank the Lord for his graciousness and his kindness. And we ask the Lord to bring even more members, even more people that want to hear the truth of his word to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'm Pastor Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and the presence of the Lord is here, and all of you are here. So praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord's been giving us some real growing up messages. And it's because he's expecting us to grow up. Amen? That's what he wants. You can't stay a baby forever. At some point, you have to get out of sandbox. Amen? Sandbox is fine until it's time to move to the next phase. Amen? So when the Lord starts making you feel like, I really need to do this. I need to grow up a little bit more. I need to change. Then it's time to do it. You know, there are those children. There always are. They don't want to grow up. They just don't want to. And so they try to drag it out for as long as they can. But that's not the best way to go. The best way is when the Holy Spirit starts nudging you to have more mature attitudes and more mature thoughts and to be more responsible in all kinds of areas in your life, that's the time to do it. Amen? Amen. It's best to come willingly. Amen? It's best that way. We don't always do it, but it's best to do it that way because the Holy Spirit is very, very serious. Yes, he is. He watches over the body of Christ. He's the administrator of the body of Christ. He's the helper to the body of Christ. Amen? So you can't say, I need help and I don't have any help. That's not true. The Holy Spirit is here. So now let's get on with the things the Lord would have us to do. You know, some of us need to learn how to budget better. Some of us need to learn how to manage our finances better than we do. Yes, we do. That's a place where some of us need to grow. Amen? And if you'll sit down with the Lord, he'll help you to make those steps that are necessary. You know, some of us want to have a better credit rating than the one we have. The Lord can help you with that, but you've got to be willing to grow. Amen? Some of us just want to pay our bills on time. Well, that's a good place to grow to. Amen? Yes, and the Bible is a part of all of this. The Lord is a part of every part of our lives. Some of us want to grow in our relationships to our family members. The Lord will help you there. Amen? So, regardless of what the need is or the circumstance or the trouble or the trial, the Lord will help us. Some of us want to improve where we work. We've been at the same job for a while now, and we perceive the need to grow. Well, okay, but seek the Lord. Don't just charge out there. Ask the Lord what he wants, and then walk in the path that he lays out for you. Amen? Amen. Some of us want to be able to minister to our adult children. Well, we have to seek the Lord for that guidance. Because sometimes they think our advice is interference. they look at it the wrong way. So you have to wait till the Lord can get a hold of them, you know. There's all kinds of reasons. But in every area of our life, some of us want some more education. Well, we need to seek the Lord. That's right. So when the Lord's saying, okay, grow here, it's time to grow here. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of us need to grow in our knowledge of the scriptures. That's right. But you know, what you sow, you reap. What you put into it is what you get out of it. You don't put much in, you're not going to get much out. Amen? He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Amen? So the scriptures apply, saints. So regardless to what area you're desiring to grow in, the Lord already is waiting for you and has a plan. Amen? You're not left without a plan and without a clue because you have the Word of God. You have the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some of us need to grow some more in our spiritual warfare. Well, guess what? We have an archive. We have Blog Talk Archive Sermons. You just need to ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to the message that you need to listen to. You need to take notes, and then you need to do what you're told to do. Amen? Praise God. There is growth for all of us in all the areas of our lives. We do not have to be stunted in our growth for any reason. Amen? Amen. And every time the Lord tells us, we go on a fast. The Lord takes us into certain areas where he's wanting to work, where he's wanting to clear out the old and bring in the new. Amen? So those of us who are wise enough to continue doing what the Lord says do, we have the very best outcome. Amen? The very best outcome in Jesus' name. So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy, and we want to keep obeying because the blessing comes on our obedience. So we're into obedience here. If you came from someplace else where nobody told you that you have to obey God, they should have told you because that really is the truth. You know, I know in some of the churches they come up with all of these schemes and plans and this and that to try to get God to move for them. But you see, the Bible teaches that it's obedience, fearing God, reverencing him, honoring him, and obeying him. That's what he's looking for. And are continually turning from our own wicked ways. And we are very much on that path. Amen? So God hears our prayers and answers them, and we have plenty of testimonies because the Lord is hearing our prayers. Amen? So your relatives are beginning to look at your life, and they're seeing how you're changing and how you're growing in the life, in life, then say, guess what? You ought to come up to Miracle and listen with me. You ought to listen to what God has to say. Amen? Because I'm learning things I didn't know before, and I'm changing for the better in Jesus' name. Amen. So, saints, remember the blood is important. The blood of Jesus Christ is important. Every day, at some point, thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. Yes, thank the Lord for his precious blood that washed our sins away. Amen. If you have to repent many times a day, there's no limitation on how many times you can repent. If something else pops up, repent immediately. Jesus is always listening to receive our repentance. Amen? God wants to see some growth. He wants to see some change. And he ought to get it because he had to die for us to have this opportunity. We ought not to just squander such a great opportunity to serve the Lord while we're in the earth, you know? You know, there are going to be people that appear before the throne of God that made it to heaven. And they're not going to have much to say. In other words, then what did you do for the kingdom when you were in the earth? And they're not going to have a whole lot to offer the Lord. They're not going to have much to say. Fun. That should be embarrassing. Here the Lord has given you all these wonderful opportunities, and you've never done anything for his kingdom. That's serious. Amen. We're learning here how to intercede. We're learning here how to pray, not just for ourselves, but for the whole ministry, for the leadership. That counts. It matters. Brother Marshall comes. We pray about all kinds of things that the Lord wants prayed about. We're doing something as we're growing and learning. We're not just sitting on a log going, oh, well, I'm in the kingdom. No, we're growing. We're doing things, and we're learning all at the same time. Amen. We're learning how to be prayer warriors as we war. So when you get home, if you leave tomorrow morning, you can say you did some things in the kingdom of God that please our Heavenly Father. Your time here is not wasted. You're growing. And the blessings that you receive here, why, they're just like gravy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for every opportunity that we have to gather together in your name. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for your very presence in our midst, and the wall of fire that surrounds each of us, Lord, and wherever it is we are on the globe. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels, your praising angels. We want to thank you for the body of Christ, and we want to thank you for Miracle Internet Church. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We know, Lord, that there's a battle for our minds. Lord, our minds belong to you too. The devil is busy trying to bombard us with things through our eyes, things through our ears. He's trying to corrupt and get into our thoughts. And he wants to produce wicked deeds in our life. But Lord, we are resisting him in the faith, in Jesus' name. We know, Lord, that we're in a war. And so we ask you to help us to keep our defenses strong. We thank you for teaching us to obey your every command, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us and training us to love you, to hate evil, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We thank you, Lord, that you teach us not to be overcome with evil. Maintain your spirit and do those things that are good, Lord. You promise to keep us in perfect peace when our minds and our thoughts are centered and remain on you because we're trusting in you. Yes, there's what is called bad news, but we know that you work all things together for our good. You tell us, Lord, that if things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and virtue and good report and praise, to focus our mind on these things. Focus our minds on your word. We thank you, Lord, that we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And if we do, we repent. And we thank you, Lord, that our delight is in your law, in your word, Father, and we think upon your word day and night. We keep it in the midst of our thoughts. We thank you, Lord, that you've continually taught us to cast down imaginations, to cast down thoughts that exalt themselves, that come against the word of God, and that we are to bring those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Lord, search our hearts. Search our hearts, Lord. Teach us to bind every thought in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there's any way that's in us that is wicked, we ask that you lead us from that temptation and into your everlasting way, Father. We ask you to create in us purely a clean heart before you. And we thank you for an opportunity, Lord, for such. We ask you, Lord, to renew a right spirit in us, Lord, because that's what we want, Lord. We want to be like you. So we thank you, Lord, for your intervention in our lives. We thank you for saving our souls, causing us to learn about your spirit so that we can live a life that is pleasing unto you. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. And we thank you for every good thing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the armor of God and the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, that you are our shepherd and we don't want, and that you supplied all our needs according to your riches and glory. And, Father, we thank you that we have a privilege and an opportunity to cast all of our cares upon you because you do indeed care for us. We thank you, Lord, that you quicken us. You make even alive and vigorous our mortal flesh. We give you praise, Lord. There's nothing about our lives that you haven't given provision for. And we receive our provision from your hand in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you cause us to walk in divine health, that you heal our diseases, and that you supply us with your strength. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, their timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and satanic agendas in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind. We cancel every demonic assignment against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks unto the hands of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology devils, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries to the mind, and all remote viewing in Jesus' name. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all whoredom spirits and all the voices of the stranger and all their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. And we bind the targeted radio frequency weapons, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. We bind you all and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you see everything that goes on at one time. We thank you, Lord, that there is nothing done, nothing hidden, nothing covered that you don't know about. We thank you and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers in Jesus' name and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind all Buddhist black magic, all Hindu, African, Australian, European, black magic and white magic, all Caribbean and Latin American black magic and white magic, all Chaldean, Egyptian black magic, Santeria, and all forms of magic that have ever existed and that exist now, because there's nothing new under the sun. We bind it all and chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. We bind the black goo, the gray goo, and all of the goo and the particles. All nanoparticles are bound in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind all the racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic, science, and human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in the name of Jesus. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, the spirit and the children of disobedience, fantasy and make-believe, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, EST, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healings, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind in Jesus' name. If you're being defiled by wizards, you need to be coughing now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic sexual, blood, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoff, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Moloch, Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Mammon, Atlas, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon. We bind you all and we chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all tumors, and we curse them at the root in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every Masonic ritual and ceremony in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for that, Holy Spirit. Amen. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Father. We bind the meaning of their rituals and ceremonies in the name of Jesus, and we chain it with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. And we send it to the feet of Jesus to be judged. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, and whom we serve and obey. Amen. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And with the sword of the Spirit, Father, we circumcise from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, silver cords, ley lines, attachments, covenants, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, agreements, consents, garlands, and every form of agreement to the demonic realm and every tie to the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from any agreement made with the devil by our ancestors in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Break it in Jesus' name. Any agreement made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus Christ, it no longer has dominion over us. Runga de la brisha de la breca de diosa de la breca. Sharro galelidian de la breca de lidian de la brestata. Yarrequite, rucoshen de brucum, bababacusha de la brestata. Risa de la brocole de diosun de la brecale de diosuta. Yarrequile de diosun de la breca de diosun de la braca de lidia de la bre. Present saint, urgula le lay. Yarregui de la broca lidian de la breca de diosun de la brasha de la bre. Yarrugole de diasa, arrugole de este de la brisha de la raca de la bre. Yarrugole de diosun de la brisa de la broca de lidiosun de la bra. Ki de son de la breca de lidia saharara. Rike de la broca de lidia sata la broca le diosi. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Arula de Diosur Kahadera de Asad. Thank you, Lord. Erisita da Briseta da Briseta da Brucota de Brisoto Brisa de Diaha. Yes, Lord. We pull down and destroy walls of protection around Satanists, shamans, nanobots, wizards, warlocks, wizards, in Jesus' name. And we break and destroy the power of every spell, vex, hex, and curse, charm, or fetish, all psychic warfare, all witchcraft, voodoo, magics, mind control, death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, torments, pain, sicknesses, all destruction, all psychic power being set our way, incense and candle burnings, ungodly blessings, crystals, root works, hoodoo, chantings, incantations, tribal rituals and sins, every form, order, and type of witchcraft in the occult that has ever existed and exists now. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness, and we declare that it has no power over us in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, we disconnect ourselves. We circumcise from ourselves, Lord, any connection made with the enemy while we were out and about today in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from anything that may have attempted to follow us or to cling to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we have power and authority over the enemy, and Jesus Christ gave it to us. Our Heavenly Father gave it to us. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, and we give you praise. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, saints, when we go into that spontaneous warfare, people are getting breakthroughs, not just people that are listening live at this moment, but when it's recast. People get breakthroughs, so you really have to press in, all right? You never know what's there that the Lord is going to destroy, and it needs to be destroyed. You've been praying and believing and standing and giving the Lord scriptures. Well, he's working. Amen? He's working. He knows what's in your past and in your genealogy. You don't know everything. None of us do. But the Lord knows, amen, and he's working on our behalf. You know, sometimes our unsaved and backslidden loved ones need the Spirit of the Lord to move. Amen? Our unsaved and backslidden loved ones need the Spirit of the Lord to move. So when we go into just all of a sudden into tongues, into war tongues, get with it, saints. Because we've got work to do. They're not going to just walk in and say, oh, Jesus, I heard so much about you. I can't wait to give my life to you. Now, you know that doesn't work like that. Amen? God has work to do, and we need to do our part. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 112, and our verse for meditation comes from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. And our featured ebook is one that I highly recommend, especially for people who are believing for their prayer language to come through. It's called The Baptism of the Holy Spirit, Endued with Power from on High. Some people need some teaching, some correct teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some people need to repent of erroneous teaching that they've received from other places, and it's blocking and hindering them, and they don't realize it. Amen? So I want to encourage you to repent of any teaching that says that you can't be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in new tongues. All right? Because it's a gift. It's a gift from God. Amen? And I encourage you to read this book, especially the two persons from the last service. You need to read this book. The link is right there in the chat room. You need to read it. And some more of you need to read it, because when your family and friends go to asking you about it, you need to have the right information to give them. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some people don't, because they don't have right information. Amen? They don't have right information. They've gone to some church that tells them, well, you don't really have to do that. And the doctrine of the church doesn't promote it. Well, if you read the book of Acts, you'll see that the Holy Spirit's promoting it. Amen? So who are you going to agree with? People or the Holy Spirit? Amen? Your choice. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen? Because you need the power of the Lord in order to witness. He makes you a witness for the kingdom of God. Amen? That's right. So, let me see. Do I have any announcements? Not at this time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to talk about victory and defeat. That's right, victory and defeat. God wants us to do some growing. And this is another one of these growing messages that everybody needs. Because you see, it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, you still grow. Amen? You're supposed to still grow. It doesn't matter if you've been in the Lord for 70 years. You're still supposed to be growing. That's the norm. It's normal to grow. Amen? That's what's expected. So let's get on with what the Lord has to say. Victory and defeat. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this word. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will hover over us as we receive it. I thank you, Lord, for correction and conviction. I thank you, Lord, that everyone will clearly understand tonight what you have to say. Amen. We open our hearts wide to you, Father, to receive your word. The devil's been bound, and we have an open heaven. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for mercy. And we bind the devil from attempting to steal any word that you give us, Father, in Jesus' name. We will hold the word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your intervention and loving kindness in Jesus' name. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30. I'll give you a moment to get there. Amen, amen. I think earlier today I posted some things in the MIC chat room. And for those of you who have not had an opportunity yet to run across those things, to find them, I encourage you to. Amen. They're beneficial for everyone. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus speaking, I can of mine own self do nothing. Jesus said, Jesus, the sinless one, said, I can of my own self do nothing. We need to think about this. Does that mean he couldn't eat or he couldn't sleep? No, I don't think so. What he's saying is he did not have a self-directed life, a life where he decided he was going to do this and he was going to do that and it was going to go this way and that way and the other way. And this is what he didn't have a self-directed life. His life was directed from the throne of God while he was here on earth. He says clearly, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will. Now, can you say that? Can you say that you don't try to get your own will accomplished? Jesus said, I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. He said, I'm here to accomplish the Father's will. I'm not here to have a self-directed life going about to fulfill my own will, my own desire. Rather, I am here to accomplish the will of the Father, because he's the one who sent me here. Jesus said that he had surrendered his will to the Father so that the Father would be glorified. Jesus was not following his own mind, as we too often do today. Jesus did absolutely nothing by using the power of his own will. Do you do this? Is Jesus Christ your example for living to please the Father? You see, the carnal mind, which is motivated by self-will, is constantly fighting against the will of God in our lives. This is not an occasional battle, but rather a continual and ongoing direct confrontation. It's not subtle all the time, but it is a direct confrontation. We must always remember this. Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He's saying, walk according to the dictate, the unction of the Holy Spirit, and ye will not fulfill the desires, the direction, the passion of the self-life. You know, it's all about me, it's all about me, and it's still all about me, that life. For the flesh, self, lusteth against the Spirit. There's this war going on between the carnal nature and the Spirit of God living in us, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. That's right. So that ye cannot do the things that you would. 24, Galatians 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. You know, the Lord is so merciful. He helps us to understand what he's really saying to us. Amen? He wants us to get it. We are advised to obey the Holy Spirit's instructions. As we listen to him and obey his promptings, tells us where to go and what to do. So we don't end up doing the things that we used to do that we shouldn't do. Because you see, our old nature wants to do just what we've always done. And it's not necessarily what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Amen? So, you see, when we're being guided by the Holy Spirit, we don't have to work so hard pleasing the Lord. You see? That's how it works. Amen? Verse 24, and they that are Christ, that belong to Jesus Christ, have crucified. What do you mean crucified? Just like when Jesus died on the cross. You see, crucifixion is a death that comes through a slow, agonizing, painful process. And they that belong to Jesus Christ have crucified, put to death, that self nature with all of its desires, with all of its bright ideas, with all of its plans and schemes and maneuvers and tactics. That's right. Our wicked natures have been nailed to the cross. And we left them there. We're not trying to get them to come back to life. At least we shouldn't be doing that. Amen? We need to follow the Holy Spirit and walk in his power and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in every part of our lives. We don't need to look around to see if anybody's seeing how wonderful we think we're behaving. We just need to do what's right before the throne of God. Amen? Amen. That's very, very important. Jesus made his decision based on what he heard from his Father. In verse 25, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us walk our lives out under the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what God's looking for. Jesus' choices and reactions were all based on his Father's will, not on his own will. He lived to please the Father every single moment that he was alive. He was dedicated to it. In Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 2, we have an example of this. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. Now, this is when Jesus went out into the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit, to be tried and tempted of the devil while he fasted for 40 days. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus did not break his fast. Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So Jesus found his strength and his sustenance from his Father's word, not just through natural nutrition. So he was telling the devil, I'm not changing my fast. I'm not finding my sustenance through natural nutrition, no, but through my Father's words to me. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written. You see, the devil's going to come back and quote the word too. He thinks he's slick. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So you see, at every point in this picture of temptation that we've been given in Scripture, Jesus was worshiping and obeying his Father's will, not giving Satan so much as a millimeter. He got nothing. You see, the devil came back to quote the word. Well, you have to test and try the spirits to see if they be of God. It was obvious. It was the devil trying to get a road in. Amen? Amen. But we do not give him an opportunity to try to trick us. Amen. We stay alert to the enemy and his devices. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, beginning with verse 21. This is another picture of Jesus and his choice to obey his Father's will and not to move in the power of his own will. Beginning with verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. You see, enemy would attempt to maneuver Jesus away from the call and plan of God onto what humans would decide is the thing to do. But you see, Jesus knew what his assignment was, and he came to fulfill that assignment. Aren't we glad about that? Luke chapter 22, beginning with verse 40. Luke chapter 22, beginning with verse 40. Now this picture of Jesus accomplishing the will of the Father and not the will of the flesh is in the Garden of Gethsemane, beginning with verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. Saints, we need to pray. Amen? And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus is saying here, this is difficult. If you're willing, Father, change this picture. Remove this thing from me, this impending death. You see, Jesus was human. That's right. He walked the world as a human being, just like we do. Nevertheless, he says, not what I want, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? Amen. You see, saints, we all have to grow. We have to grow into this. We can clearly see that Jesus did not manage his earthly life in the manner that most Christians do. Jesus served the will of his Father even when it was painful and unpleasant. That's right. Even when it was painful and unpleasant and undesirable. Matthew, beginning with verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Jesus gives us some wonderful words of counsel here. And he says to us, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man You see, it's not just the hearing. It's the hearing and the doing. It's the hearing and the doing. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So Jesus is saying to us that if we plan to be strong in the spirit, if we plan to be wise, we must not only hear what he says, but we must do what he says. Amen? It's important that we do what the Lord says. Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross so that we can always walk in victory instead of defeat. Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross so that we can always walk in victory instead of defeat. To have the mind of Christ operating in your life is not automatic. It is not automatic. Simply because you have been born again and you now have a new nature which was given to you by God's mercy does not mean that you automatically have the mind of Christ. Nor does it mean that you will have automatic victory over Satan and your carnal nature. Jesus Christ has destroyed the power of Satan over your mind so that it is now possible for you to have the mind of Christ and victory over your old carnal nature. But in order for these opportunities to be active in your life, you must continually take authority over your old carnal nature. That's right. In order for these opportunities to be active in your life, you must continually take authority over your old carnal, worldly, sinful nature. You are no longer in slavery to your old carnal nature, to the old you. But a profound change must continually take place in your mind. Continually. Not just when you first came. Continually. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg of you, brethren, by the mercies of God, the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Of your mind. Of your mind. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, we're to give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, the kind that God wants to accept. This is not too much for God to ask of us. Now, there are many people that claim to be Christians that don't want to do this. But you see, Jesus paid it all for us. We owe everything to him. That's really the truth. We're not supposed to be copying, imitating, and doing the behaviors and customs of this world, but we're supposed to display a new person, a different person that thinks and acts and believes and behaves much more like God. Amen? We're supposed to show how God is through our lives. So you see, people are to bring themselves to God as a sacrifice that lives for him. Just as in the Old Testament, the animal was brought to the altar to be sacrificed to him. This is our worship to the Lord. It is done with our heart, our minds, and our souls, our intelligence, instead of rituals done to an idol. Yes, even our intelligence that God has blessed us with, we are to offer to him. That's right. You know, you hear worldly people saying, well, I can't walk in that faith like you do because I have my intelligence. Aren't I supposed to use it? Well, we're supposed to submit it to God as a living sacrifice right along with our bodies. He's supposed to have the dominion over us, not us out here being free agents doing whatever we think, whatever we want, whenever we get ready. Amen? We made him the Lord, the master, the ruler of our lives. We need to live under his lordship and honor him as our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we are commanded not to pattern our thinking and behaviors, times, or even what is popular, but we are to participate in a supernatural change which renews, makes new the mind and our spirit after God. We're supposed to be made new in our thought life, new in our belief, new in our patterns of behavior, new spirit, not those old devils. Amen. We're supposed to be new. This is an adjustment of the thought, an adjustment of the will, an adjustment of the emotions, and an adjustment of the desires from where we are to the mind of God. That's right. We have to have adjustment. We can't be the same old us we've been all of our lives. We have to drop off the old and pick up what is pleasing in God's sight. This requires a conscious effort on the part of the believer. It demands and requires discipline. It demands and requires discipline. To have the victorious mind of Christ operating within your life, your mind must always be changing from your old thought patterns to come into agreement with the Word of God. I'll say that again. To have the victorious mind of Christ operating within your life, your mind must always be changing from your old thought patterns to come into agreement with the Word of God. Every believer must keep putting off the old carnal mind of the flesh and self and keep continually replacing it with the new man, the new mindset of Christ, which agrees with God and the Holy Scriptures. This is something that every believer must do. Every believer must discipline their own mind to make it obey the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, saints, you can't say to your loved one or to your spouse, "Well, honey, you need to help me get my mind disciplined." No. This is your own responsibility before the Lord. Your children cannot come to you, especially if they're past the age of about 12, and say, "Mommy, you have to help me get my mind disciplined." No, they're responsible to the Lord. Amen? The Lord knows when you've come to the place that you can now be made responsible. When you come to that place, you're expected to obey the Lord. Some come there sooner than others. Amen. And you can't fool Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. I think we're beginning with verse 20. We are. So this scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, talks about some things that we need to put away from us. And it says in verse 20, "But ye have not so learned Christ." Yes, it's a lot of things in life you learn that you didn't learn from the Lord. "So be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation or lifestyle of the old man." You know, the old you without Jesus Christ in charge of you, "which is corrupt." That old man is full of corruption. Full of it. The Bible says, "In our flesh dwelleth no good thing." Corrupt, is corrupted by the deceitful lusts that are in the world, by the wicked passions that are in the world. That old man is corrupt, not holy, not to be presented before the Lord. And we are commanded to be made new in the spirit of our mind. And you know, we talked not too long ago about when we go back around our family members, we've received deliverance. We're in the Word, and we go back around them. Those old mindsets try to become a part of us again, bringing with it all those spirits that used to be familiar with us. And we are to learn how to resist that in Jesus' name. So we're to be made new in the spirit of our mind. So if you were depressed before, you shouldn't be depressed now. You shouldn't be tolerating depression. Because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that you put on the new man. After God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, if you had a mind before that was filled with lust, you have to get rid of that mindset. You can't hold on to it. It's sinful. It'll lead you right back into bondage with the devil. You've got to kick that out in Jesus' name and replace it with what Jesus says about that, what the Word says about it. You see, that new man, that new mindset is created after God's own divine nature. It's made with righteousness and not put on holiness, not outward holiness, true holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen? So you see, we are to strip from ourselves and discard forever our previous style of living and all of its corruption. It does not say most of the corruption, all of the corruption. You know, some people only go so far. They'll get rid of this and they'll get rid of that, but they'll hold on to something else. No, it all has to go. All of the people, or some of the people, or most of the people in your family line are petty. And they get offended at the least little thing. And then they harp on it forever and a day. Know that that spirit is familiar with you. You got to get rid of him. You can't carry him into your holy life with Jesus. He's got to go. If your family line always murmurs and complains, just murmurs and complains, it's what they do every time y'all get together. You got to get rid of that and not let it sneak back in again. You've got to get into praise and worship all the time. Amen? And you know, when you sit down to talk with them, they're going to eventually get right back to that whatever it is that you know you need to let go of. And you can't just join in and say, yeah, no. You're supposed to put off that lifestyle. If you have family lines that they're judgmental and they sit there and nitpick about people all the time, you can't get in that groove with them. You have to resist those devils. You can't take them back. You'll be seven times worse. That means you can't be judgmental anymore. You can't be nitpicky about every little cotton-picking little thing just because you feel like it. And then haul off and say, and Lord, bless their little hearts. No. You've got to become obedient to the word of God. If you come from a family that doesn't like a certain group of people for whatever reason, guess what? God made those people, whomever they may be, and you have to put that off. You can't just say, I know my family. No, when you get around them, it will be coming right back to you before you know it. Amen. It's the truth. And if it's not around them, it'll be around somebody that has that spirit. It'll find its way to you. Why? Because it used to be familiar with you. If you're dating, you'll find that people that have the spirits that are in your family line are the ones that'll be attracted to you. And you're going to have to send them away. Amen. Because you're new now. You can't go grab and come into agreement with those old devils. So, amen. We are to get rid of our old lusts and desires on purpose. We are to take onto ourselves the nature of Jesus, which is God-like in true righteousness and holiness. So many believers live their lives in defeat instead of victory because they are either failing to or refusing to be continually and constantly renewed in their own mind. Amen. We can't afford to get lax here, saints. Instead of putting off the self-centered, carnal, fleshly, know-it-all, I want to do what I want to do, well, I feel, my feelings are more important. Well, I think. I don't like that. I can't do that. That childish state of mind. Instead of putting all that off, these people, these saints, are still ruled, governed, and controlled by their carnal mind. The carnal mind just steps right in, and they just waft right back over to what they've always been doing, as if the Lord has never set them free. Well, that's not what God wants. Saints, don't lie to yourself. There is no way that you're going to be able to live in the power and victory that Jesus has planned for you unless you are constantly operating this change in your own mind. You see, no one can do this for you. You must do this. When you fail to discipline your own mind according to the scriptures, you are operating in self-defeat, and Satan loves it. Satan just loves it. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. For they that are after the flesh, self, do mind the things of the flesh, self. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, worldly minded, self-minded, me, myself, and I, and us four-minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded, according to the word led by the Spirit of the living God, is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's at war with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's why it has to be crucified. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen? That's the word of God. That's the truth. The truth. That's the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for making that very, very plain to us. Amen. Very plain to us. Amen, Lord. You see, there are many Christians that they have no control over their carnal, fleshly desires. You talk to them about being holy, and they'll tell you that they can't live like that. They just can't do that. Well, don't you believe that? They fail to take control over their carnal mind, yield to the temptation, lust, and desires of their flesh, and then use the excuse, I just couldn't help myself. They whine and whine and whine and whine, and they'll try to convince you that the devil made them do it. They just can't do it. They just can't live a holy life. They admire you and your walk in the Lord, but they just can't do it, you see. That's what they'll tell you. You see, it's because they fail to take control of their carnal mind. They fail to take authority, dominion, and power over their own carnal, worldly, devilish thought life. So they yield to the temptations, to the lust, and to the desires of their flesh, and then they want to give an excuse. Well, guess what? It won't work. There are Christians struggling to gain victory over certain habits, sinful desires, and wrong attitudes, but are unable to because they are expecting God to do it all for them. What they have failed to realize is that God has already given them the victory. Jesus Christ has already broken the power of sin over them through the power of the Holy Spirit within them. They are now able to take authority over every carnal thought, every desire, and every temptation of the flesh in Jesus' name. through the power of the Holy Spirit, can take authority over every carnal thought, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. They can take authority, dominion, and power over every desire. They can take authority, dominion, and power over every single temptation from the flesh life. They fail to understand that God has given them the power, but he expects them to act. God expects them to exercise their authority over their carnal mind with its carnal desires and emotions and feelings and wants. You see, God's given us the power to do this. And he is right in expecting us to do it. God has given us the power to live in victory over all the power of the enemy. But he is not going to do it all for us. We have our part too. And our part is not whining and bellyaching. Whining and bellyaching won't do it. It won't get the job done. God expects us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to put off, to strip off carnal nature with its attitudes, thoughts, and desires. God expects us to put on the new nature with its new mindset, new will, new thoughts, and holy desire. God expects us to crucify and put to death the desires of our flesh. In other words, we just don't respond to them anymore. You see, when you have a corpse dead, you can walk over to that thing and slap it, but it won't slap you back. And that's how we're supposed to be. Dead to that old way of living, thinking, desiring, and believing. It ought to be shut down. Amen? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 24. You see, as we said a little earlier, those that belong to Jesus Christ are to have crucified. That's right, you let that thing die. An agonizing death crucified the self-life, the carnal life, the worldly life, with all of its corruptions, all of the things it likes and wants and used to want to participate in all the time, and all of its lust, its desires for this and that and this and that and the other. Every time you see something in a magazine, I have to have that. Oh, I have to have this. Oh, I have to have that. Oh, I have to have this. Can't stay out of the store. Why? Because you have to look like this. You have to look like that. You have to look like the other because you are You can't stay on a budget because you have to indulge yourself. Granted, if you stop going to Starbucks, your budget would come in line. But oh no, you have to go there, or you just can't get your day started. Amen. It's so. Each of us, as children of God, can have a free, victorious mind. But it's up to each of us to continually be renewed in the spirit of our own mind. Pastor is not going to come get in your mind and do this for you. You will have to do this by the power of the Holy Spirit for yourself. It's up to you to discipline your mind, where you are constantly refusing and putting off that old carnal mindset with its carnal fleshly desire, and are constantly putting on the new nature with its new mind, its new attitudes, its new desires, and its holy will. You know your old self was so stubborn that nobody could ever get through to you because you were just not going to budge. Well, the new man doesn't do it that way. The old man used to have the last word every single time. But the new man doesn't do it that way. The old man would never admit when it was wrong, even when it knew that it was wrong. But the new man in Christ Jesus doesn't do it that way. The old man used to keep grudges, walk around with his mouth all stiff and tight, wouldn't talk to people, hostile, unfriendly, unloving, and would do it for as long as it felt like it, and it felt justified. Well, guess what? The new man doesn't do that. The new man seeks peace. That's the truth. The old man just didn't do it if it didn't feel like doing it. The old man, somebody asks you to do something, you do it when you get around to it. But the new man does not behave that way. The new man esteems others better than themselves. Don't say that you can't do it because you can. That's right, you can. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can, say I can, do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Do it again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So, see there? You can. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus speaking and said unto them, with men this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Jesus said that with him, all things are possible. Yes, you can. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. Now, some of you that are married, it just came to me. You know that there are certain things that you do that annoy your spouse. And you know these things get on your spouse's nerves. The old man does them anyway, just to be spiteful. But the new man doesn't do that. Now, does he? He walks in love. That's right. You see, the new man serves. The old man demands. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You are not going to make a fool out of God. Trust me, it's not going to happen. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you're sowing a bad attitude, look for it to come right back. If you're sowing an attitude that is not Christ-like, look for it to roll right back. And if you're sowing a Christ-like attitude, look to receive that back as well. For he that soweth to his flesh, this what's coming back, he's telling us, shall of the flesh reap corruption. The same corruption you were delivered from, it's back again. You're just in that vicious circle one more time, around that same mountain one more time, till you finally learn. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It gets better when you get out the flesh. So let us not be weary in doing the right thing. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Well, Lord, I've been biting my tongue. I've been closing my mouth. I haven't been talking back and being a smart aleck. I've been trying. Keep it up. You'll reap if you don't give up. Keep doing the right thing. I've been binding my temper. I've been pleading the blood. Keep doing it. I've been minding my own business. Stop meddling in everybody's little business, dipping in there every little thing, thinking I have to know everything just because I have to know everything. Well, no. Amen? That's the flesh, forever dipping in things. Have to know everything. Have to be in everything. Nothing can just go along without you being in it. That's the flesh. That's not the new man recreated in Christ Jesus. Amen? Jesus isn't nosy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. No, we don't go backwards. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You see, we want our transformation to become complete. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, said Jesus, I give unto you power, tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See? All the power of the enemy. We have power. We're supposed to use it. Amen? We're supposed to use it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do it if you will. Stop waiting for God to do for you in your passivity that we've already bound up and cast out of you before a few times, waiting for God to do for you what he has given you the power and responsibility to do. This must be a daily process. Failure to do so means that you are opening the door to the enemy to have access to your mind. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Amen? So don't listen to Satan's lies. Don't allow yourself to have a passive mind. Rise up in the new strength that God is pouring into your innermost being, into your heart and mind, and take possession of the strong, powerful, victorious mind that God has made possible for you to have. Amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus says, and doeth, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So, saints, you decide if you're going to walk in victory or if you're going to walk in defeat. It's up to you. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Recast, recast, recast. Amen. Brother Bill.
Recast, recast, recast. I just love that, Pastor. You got my you tickled my funny bone with that one. Anyway, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Saints, either you're going to be a doer of the word or you're not. If you'll just rise up and do, Jesus will help you. That's all this boils down to. Thank you, Jesus. I love it that you make it simple where I can even get it. And Dana has a praise report. All the Masonic paraphernalia has been found and destroyed. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That should make her warfare so much easier. Thank you for that, Lord. Amy has a praise report. Glory to God. This past weekend, Tiff and I were babysitting my grandchildren, and ABD, who is 5 to 6 years old, had a problem with fearing many things. God is good and answers our prayers. She kept saying throughout the whole weekend, she will not be afraid because God is with her. Well, praise you, Lord. If a five-year-old can do that, we can praise you, Lord. Thank you. Amy has another praise report. Glory to God. I put a prayer about a month ago or so regarding MP, my niece's husband for salvation, when discussing when to visit our family again, we heard MP is so excited to see us and sit down and talk about God because he and my niece are now seeking God daily in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. See, saints, that's the key. Amy Miller put that prayer request in there, and y'all got in agreement, and the Lord helped her. The Lord saved their souls. Praise you for those souls, Lord. You, Lord Jesus. Lena has a testimony. This morning in the job place, a customer made a complaint and then got before the bosses and was lying. And I just boldly told that lady, I said, I don't care if I get fired, but you're lying. And you know what? Lena has gotten a promotion because she stood for the truth. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're her. And you were telling them that I don't care. I said, my promotion is not from humans, but it comes from God. I will not be fearful of being fired, but I'm going to keep speaking the truth. And praise you, Lord. You rewarded her for that. We give you praise and glory. NK has a praise report. Praise and thanks for Pastor's deep, strong opening prayer last night. I pray all are able to listen again in Jesus' name. And that's the key there, saints. Keep praying. I keep posting in that chat room to be in agreement with opening prayer. Pray in your prayer language and be in agreement and watch how much easier your warfare is. A lot of times a pastor will do deliverance, recast, recast, recast. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sharon has a funny testimony. My husband stepped up to wash some dishes. Well, praise the Lord for that. And you know what? There was not enough water pressure, and he told me that, and I just said, well, God, and then the water pressure came back. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dina O has a praise report. I put a prayer request that my niece would not join a sorority, and praise to the Lord Jesus, she is not joining one. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Daryl has a praise report. My puppy Marcus is doing so much better. He's eating, he's sleeping, he's pooing, he's doing everything he's supposed to do. Thank you, saints, for your prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing the dogs. You even heal our pets. Thank you for that. And AK had put a prayer room about self-defeat and everything going on in his life and all this other stuff. And he said before he even finished the prayer request, I felt peace and rejuvenation. Just praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Tuesday has a praise report. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. I rejoice in our hope in God. God restored my scalp. All my new baby hairs, the hair on my scalp, are coming in stronger, healthier, shinier, and my true color, not gray. I bind gray in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Lord, for that. I'll start doing that, too. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. That's an awesome praise report, Lord. And I see the saints are growing, and Tuesday has another praise report. Glory to God in the highest. The Lord, our Savior, help me to forgive myself and all those who abused, manipulated, and controlled me, for I was bullied by my own family, friends, ex-husband, rejected and abandoned for walking with Jesus. The Lord healed my broken heart, healed my foot, and I can walk again, healed my thyroid, my hormones, my metabolism. My clothes are loose on me. Praise the God. I am healthy in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That is awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus. That's a wonderful testimony, Jesus. Thank you. Dana says, hallelujah. Praise God. My COVID test was negative. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. And ATG has a praise report. A little over a week ago, I put a prayer request concerning the engine light on my car. and I called the repair shop, but the Lord kept telling me to wait. Well, this went on for about a week, and then after ATG had run all of that nasty gas out of her car, then everything started working fine, and the check engine light went out because she kept listening to the Lord. She didn't have an expensive repair bill. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. You got us and help us. Deborah L. has a praise report. I put in a prayer to move to the mountains off the property I managed yesterday. Today, one of the people had a police officer removing his car tonight. The officer told me it was stolen. The man ran back into his unit. He uses drugs. He hasn't paid his rent for five months, and other ungodly things. Praying now that all this will help me remove all this stuff completely from the property, and the thief has been found. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lena has a praise report. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You healed that pulled muscle in my back. I feel so much better. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thiru has a praise report. About a month ago, I posted a prayer concerning my neighbor's bad music. Well, Jesus answered me, and as a matter of fact, I heard him playing a version of Amazing Grace I've never heard before, and now we're talking about Jesus when we come outside. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are moving. You are convicting their spirits. You're helping them. And Reverend P. has a testimony. He'd put another prayer request in there about selling a machine. He sold another one today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Dana has a praise report. My dog's itchy skin, vomiting, and diarrhea have stopped. Thank you, Jesus. So that's two pets you've healed today. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord Jesus. And we just praise you, praise you, praise you. And any man that is dealing with any lust issues, every morning you have to bind the lust of the eyes. You have to bind the lust spirits in you and every lust spirit in any woman. And as soon as you feel your eyes wandering, you bind up the lust spirit. You bind that up. And if you start thinking about one for too long, you bind that infatuation spirit. And you know what? You can walk peaceably. You can walk without trouble. And you can just walk through all these minefields. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. These are wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
And
now
back to you. Amen. Pastor. Now, Saint, you have to realize that not just the lust devils that are in you, but the ones that are in your family lines, they're the ones that hawk you down. That's the truth. They do. We get some off you, and those from your family lines, they've been familiar with your whole family on both sides. They're coming after you. So you bind what you've got. You bind what's coming after you from those that you're connected to by blood or marriage. Amen? And infatuation is a demon. It's not real love. It's based on delusion, illusion, presumption. To tell you the truth, some outright lies. And if in your family there was a tradition, whether it was intended or not, to marry a certain kind of person with certain kind of traits, watch out. You need to go into some serious prayer time with the Lord and let him show you what the problem is. Amen? You see, we have a Jesus that delivers. He doesn't deliver you from your friends. He delivers you from your enemy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you know, these spirits are familiar with people that you associate with during the course of your day. It doesn't have to be the same person all the time. So we keep reminding you, when you leave wherever it is you go during the day, disconnect from all of that, because it's trying to trail behind you. And if it's at Walmart, leave it there. Amen? You went in for groceries or whatever it is you went for. You didn't intend to pick up a spirit from anybody. Amen? Praise God. That's the way it goes. Amen? Amen. You see, the devil's very busy and very sneaky. But we don't have to put up with his sneaky. Jesus didn't say we had to put up with that. So we're not. Amen? We're going to go to our guest call-ins for a few minutes. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. So, I want to thank the Lord for all of these wonderful testimonies, because they're absolutely marvelous. And it's also showing that we've learned that God doesn't have to answer us in 3 seconds. Some of us can wait a little longer. Amen. Area code 484, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Well, I hear a television. Area code 484, you're live in Jesus' name. All righty, we're not listening to the whatever that was. Amen. Maybe they stepped away. Amen. Area code 203, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. You pray for me a lot. I'm actually doing much better. I just need prayer for because of this battle that I've gone through with all this witchcraft and all this other stuff, and it's just to get my mind to normal, because, you know, now it's like I'm dealing with, I suspect everything, and I just kind of need my, you know, prayer for my mind to be acclimated to normal, so that I don't think there's a witch under every rock.
Well, my dear, I hate to tell you this, but number one, witchcraft works in the mind, and number two, they are everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I guess I just I don't know, need prayer to just to be able to, I don't know. I'm not even sure what to ask for now, but yeah, it's just everywhere, and yeah, I don't even know what to ask for now. Just any kind of prayer, I guess, just to help me just go along and learn how to deal with the fact that it's everywhere.
Yes, it is everywhere. Amen?
Yeah.
But you
Amen.
Need to do is to focus on the Lord.
Okay.
That's what you need to do. You need to
okay.
shift. I did a sermon on this somewhere. I don't remember which one it was. Ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive, and he'll take
okay.
you to the right one. You
okay.
need to shift your focus.
Yes. Yes.
On to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Okay.
He's got to take the preeminence in your thought life.
Yes.
Witchcraft is everywhere. It's not going to go away just because it's an annoyance to you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Just forget
yes, ma'am.
That. Forget that
okay.
idea. Okay?
Okay,
that's not going to happen. That's unrealistic, and it doesn't make sense
okay.
anyway. He's given
okay.
us armor, authority, and power. He expects us to do what we've been trained to do. Amen?
Amen, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you.
And you need to focus your mind on the Lord and listen to the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
You cannot wish it away. You actually have to bind in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You will be binding in Jesus' name for the rest of your life. You don't get out of it.
Yeah. That,
this is a new way of living.
Yes.
It's not a temporary fix for a problem you've had for a long time. This is a new way of living.
Yes, ma'am.
He did not give you temporary armor. It's armor for the remainder of your time on the planet.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Pastor. I receive it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our brother to you, Lord, and we ask you, Father, to help him make the adjustments that are necessary to accept and to walk in faith believing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the old life is passing away, and he's not going to sit there and whine and moan about, I wish this would all change. No, he's going to rise up in faith with his armor, with the word of God, and he's going to do spiritual warfare and be a true Christian, a true believer, a strong saint. He's going to become strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, Lord. We thank you for undergirding him. We thank you for encouraging him. And we thank you for helping him to overcome in every circumstance in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, brother, recast tonight, recast tonight, and recast tonight. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you so much. Love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. You see, saints, there are people that have been a part of this ministry for some time that do not want to spend their time binding the devil, as if the devil's going to disappear because they don't want to do it. It's not going to work. We all have to do spiritual warfare. The Lord intends for us to do it. This is a new walk, a new way of life. And this is it till we leave the planet. There is no such thing as a day you wake up and don't bind the devil. It's just not real. The day you don't do it is the day you open the door to give him something to do. Amen? There are people who are, for lack of a better phrase, are lazy-minded. They don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that. And they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that. But we just preached about that. And there are plenty of sermons in the archive about that. Amen? Amen. What if Jesus got up one day and says, well, I don't feel like doing the Father's will today. I'll just lay here. Where would we be? What would have happened to us? So we cannot afford to sit back on our lees at any time. We're to be sober, serious, and vigilant because our enemy, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And he's not going to stop. But we're not supposed to allow ourselves to become devourable either. Amen? Amen. So let's get the right mind, the mind of Christ. You see, that was not the only time that the enemy came to test Jesus. He tested him a whole lot. Amen? A whole lot. Area code 4782, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening. Yes, ma'am. My family and I need prayer. My father is very ill. The nurse told me today that it would take Jesus to get him out of this. It would be a miracle in order for him to survive it. My mother and I, even the dog, we suffer from diarrhea. My mother's very, very weak. I got up this morning, and I was very weak, but I bless God because it did pass. My mother has been vomiting, but she doesn't want to go to the hospital because of her underlying conditions. You know, we have some sick people. We just need prayer. I'm just asking God to move. The warfare is so great. The night I took him to the hospital, when I went to sleep, I literally could feel the warfare hitting me. It was so hard. I just got up and I just stopped praying and told because I didn't know what else to do. Yes, ma'am, please.
Did you place a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room?
Okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, saints in your prayer languages. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift this soul before you in Jesus' name. Have mercy, Lord. We ask you to have mercy on his soul. Have mercy on his soul, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We submerge them under the blood of Jesus. Pushing back against the devil. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you and we bind every Masonic ritual, ceremony, the meaning thereof. Break it in Jesus' name. Baphomet in your 72, we bind you and chain you in eternal things of the darkness. We return to sender every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack goes back in the name of Jesus. Father, release your host. Father, we place his life in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. We remit his sins and the sins of his ancestors in Jesus' name. Father, we put each member of this family into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. Your grace is sufficient.
church.
Closing every portal in Jesus' name. Closing every open door in Jesus' name. Circumcising every connection with the demonic realm. The blood from the mouth to the end. The blood of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb of God, the sinless Lamb of God. Every infection bound, every bacteria bound in Jesus' name. Brusha de Diosata. Ruga de Brisha de Diosata. Brisha de Diotora. Yerrikisa. Weakness replaced by the strength of the Lord. Riki G de Abro, Lenadio Sur, Buse. Yerrikisa de Abroca de Diaha, Daravia Kakusa. Yen de Abruca de Abroca de Abrisha de Abrika de Abrikit. Satan, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you in eternal chains of the darkness. We bind all of your underlings in Jesus' name. You cannot have his life. You cannot have his life. You cannot have their lives or anything that pertains to them. Lord, we claim it for the kingdom. You said you give us a heathen foreign inheritance. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bind the retaliations of the enemy in Jesus' name. Peace, the peace of God, the peace of the peace of God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The peace of God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isha, rolelelea. Yin receive the baruka lelelea saha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you and your mom need to eat some saltine crackers or something like that, or some rice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Just plain rice.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing highly seasoned, just plain old rice.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
And
amen.
Praise
thank
your
you.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Amen. God
amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord
thank
says
you.
For you to call.
Me? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, let me...
Come on up out of her in the name of Jesus. Isha, come on. In Jesus' name. Come on out. All of it. Every bit of it. All that warfare. Come out in Jesus' name. All of that yoke, that heavy burden. Broken in the in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. You're not going to wear her down. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. You can't press her down. She's held up by the power of God. Urgata, Rikisa, Rikada da Brusa, Ikada da Saha Rukoshe. Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit, Urukota, fill those empty places and the Holy Fire burn the rest of that out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deep breath. Release your prayer language. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, Lord, we want to thank you for the miracles that you work up here, Lord. You never fail us. No matter what is going on, Lord, you step to the need immediately. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is listening right now. Whatever the need, Lord, we thank you that it's met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Every need for every person, every saint. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. All the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. All the glory belongs to you. We thank you, Lord. You do what no other power is able to do. So we exalt you. We lift you up on high. We glorify you. We magnify you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your magnificent power at work, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering. Thank you, Lord, for supplying every need. We give you the praise, Lord. We worship you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and thank you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name and we honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, saints, Brother Bill, I forgot what Brother Marshall's supposed to pray about. I forgot. I got caught up in the prayer. I forgot. Thanks for helping me out. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, Brother Marshall's going to lead us in prayer about the surge in gasoline prices. He's going to lead us in prayer about woke people. Thank you, Brother Bill. Woke people retaliating against everybody else with their totalitarian actions. We're going to pray about the so-called drastic increase in COVID cases, which means people that are supposedly exposed have to stay home for 10 days and any other reason they come up with. And it ends up disrupting supply chains and we end up with shortages. We're praying about the 11 governors who have come together to challenge Roe versus Wade. And we're requesting your intervention from your throne, Father. We're praying about the forcing of transgenderism on kids. Lord, it's a form of child abuse and parent abuse, too, to tell you the truth. And we're requesting judgment from the righteous judge. We're praying, Father, about the Department of Health and Human Services. They've awarded $2.7 million to the University of Pittsburgh for a program designed to create a tissue hub. And these tissues were sourced from aborted fetuses, ranging from 6 to 42 weeks of gestation. Woo!
42 weeks is more than 10 months of pregnancy. I believe it's supposed to be a whole person by then. I'm pretty sure of that. Whew. And the university explained that it had been collecting fetal tissue for over 10 years, Lord, including livers, hearts, gonads, legs, brains, genitourinary tissues, kidneys, uterus, and bladders. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord, because we surely do need it. We live in a wicked generation, Lord. We live in an unclean time, and we live in an environment that's continually unclean. Amen. Brother Marshall, are you there?
I'm here, and can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'm shutting off the other phone. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of hearing the challenging sermon tonight. Praise the Lord for that. And the wonderful praise reports from your saints. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving. Say thank you, Father, for the gift of your only begotten Son. Thank you for your amazing grace and your mercy. For grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. Help us to do so, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because we need your mercy, so we need to express your mercy as we've received it ourselves, to show mercy to others when we're maybe not feeling like it. Help me and help all of us, Lord, to appreciate all that your Son, Heavenly Father, has done for us. And we thank you, Father. And Jesus tells us in John 10, beginning at verse 22, says, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Wow. And that day, the day we see Jesus, after he's going back to be with the Father by the Spirit, divine revelation, and that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And Lord, and you said, when I see the blood upon the houses where you are, the plague will not be upon you to destroy you. And we're your house, Lord. And help me, even when I don't feel like it, to offer the sacrifice of praise. Help me, Lord, to do much better and to be changed from glory to glory the way you want. We come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need with our big brother Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. You're the one who's interceding for us. It's not really Marshall, but it's the Christ in me who's interceding. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. And Father, you said if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven, as long as it's according to your will. And Jesus says in John chapter 7, and it's confirmed so many other places. So we're not supposed to ask Jesus, we're supposed to ask the Father. Because why? Because Jesus, that blood is sprinkling, is speaking better things than that of Abel, like it says in wherever that is, Hebrews 12:24. But Jesus says in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able, meaning Jesus, who is our high priest, he is able to save us to the uttermost, to come to Heavenly Father by you, because you, Lord Jesus, ever live to make intercession for us. You have the power of it, eternal, endless life. You can't die again. You can never die again. You died once, and we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being connected to you. Could have said, help us all to be looking for your soon return, being ready for that return, not being distracted by other things. Help us to be ready for that time, Lord. So, Father, we come before you. We ask for your divine help and intervention. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, and help me and all of us know how you want us to pray, by your Spirit, Father. Help us all to know what you want us to do. And, Father, we know that it says the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So you're providing for each of us, and we thank you for providing. You provided yourself a lamb for a burnt offering, Lord Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. Thanks for continually drinking into one spirit with you as we reckon ourselves dead to the old man. And we thank you, Father, that we don't have to try and hang on to things because you take care of the birds and you're taking care of us too. But, Father, there's some people that are so covetous that they're trying to just reap in what they see is their windfall profit for this time. And so many people are doing a lot of things along those lines, being controlled by covetousness. And we ask you to deliver those people. We pray for those who despitefully use us. Save those that can be saved and those that cannot be saved. We ask you to replace them with those who will be able to listen to you, Lord. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, including those in positions of authority and power who decide what the gasoline prices are going to be, who decide whether they want to take the United States of America, who was energy independent under our previous president, and make us dependent again, who want to bring in these different situations and different challenges, Father God, and trying to blame other people for them, of course. But, Father, we ask you to deliver each one of us. And Satan, you're bound. You, the strong man, are already bound. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He might destroy the works of the devil, Jesus says. And also, that's in 1 John 3:8. And it says in Hebrews, God, I will verse that, Lord, 2:14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, which is why it's so important that Jesus came in the flesh, because he died in the flesh. He died to the old man. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Now that I have a hard time understanding, but that's what it says, Lord, that you were obedient, Lord, because you got to suffer, and we can't be above our master. So we thank you, Lord, for helping us all to be able to endure our little opportunities to grow in grace in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to deliver all the saints from every plan of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy, and help us all to be wise as servant, harmless as dove. You, Satan, the strong man, are perpetually, continually bound in all your underlings, the blood of Jesus over each of us. The blood of Jesus over each of us, in Jesus' name, over every saint. You and all your underlings of greed and corruption, lust of flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, every mind-blinding spirit, and every spirit seeking to steal from every saint of perpetually, continually bound, and all those coming into the body of Christ, even the backsliders, we cancel their assignments to each and every one. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every spirit trying to steal through gasoline prices and every other thing are perpetually bound, including those spirits, kind of a set of calling evil good and good evil from the so-called woke people, retaliate against all those kind of set of, that are not in agreement with their demonic agenda, kind of ungodly control, like a totalitarian dictator would want to do. They say, well, this is the way it's going to be, or else they forgot. Maybe they didn't know at all. And maybe they don't really care. We bind every one of those spirits of mind-blinding. The spirit of acting like a reptile, acting like a crocodile or an alligator, something that just wants to get what it wants and eat what it wants and doesn't care about anything else. The spirits of acting like a reptile, we cancel their assignments to all the woke people and all those that are trying to steal from the body of Christ and those that are standing for the truth. All the spirits of error are bound. The spirits of error and lying and deception, calling evil good and good evil, are perpetually bound. You, Satan, and all your underlings are perpetually bound, including from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:4-6. Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it and are saved. And we thank you, Father, for saying Jesus in that name. That's the name above all names, at whose name every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every ungodly spirit perpetually bound in the second heavens, put it in the bush, in the deep, and their assignments to come against the body of Christ of none effect. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, including trying to steal the peace of mind and hearts of the saints, are bound. Every spirit of oppression, depression, discouragement, every spirit of, well, now look what they're doing. Every spirit of looking at nonsense of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your sheep hear your voice. The voice of a stranger, they will not heed. And every one of these distracting spirits, yeah, that's all they are, little distracting spirits trying to say, oh, look at me, look at me. We bind each and every one of them. Every spirit of ungodly fascination, lust of flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, every spirit of depression and discouragement, every ungodly spirit abound in Jesus' name. We cancel our assignments to all those within the sound of my voice and all those who have interceded for, all the family members are a believer, the friends are a believer, the neighbors are a believer, the co-workers are a believer, and all the children, even the neighbors are relatives of our neighbors, and all the children, everyone we've interceded for, including that sister's father who we prayed for earlier. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the great work you're doing in him right now, Lord. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us. We cancel all the word curses spoken over all the saints by witches, wizards, and everyone else, and all witchcraft curses sent against any one of us from any and every source, written and or spoken, to return to at least symbol on the heads of spirits to send do those spirits and intend do us in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant, including all the propaganda spirits from the mainstream media. We cancel our son's teaching, every one of us, and all the curses sent against all those who've ever called upon the name of the Lord, and all those who actually want to try and love their neighbors themselves that are kind of said, may be a little challenged in this season, kind of said, because our battle is not against the people, it's against spirits. And every one of those demons are perpetually bound. We continue to speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every one of us in Jesus' name, with the gags in the mouth of every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. Not speak about any member of the body of Christ and all those standing for the truth in Jesus' name. No more tattling spirits. No more, well, this person doesn't think the vaccine is necessarily a good thing. We need to turn them into the control police in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name, including a so-called drastic increase in quote-unquote COVID cases. And what could they be? Could they be, perhaps, and I don't know, some doctors have said this, even some lawyers who love the Lord have said this, that a lot of these so-called variant cases are nothing more than things being produced by the spike protein in the people who got the vaccine. Oh, my goodness. Many of the people, I heard some report that almost every single person who was in the hospital, kind of with so-called COVID, they already had the full vaccines. My goodness. Now they want to give them an extra booster shot. Well, that's just another bit of mind control. We bind every one of these spirits trying to control people from without, electronically, through magnetism, through demons, through ungodly fear and propaganda. We cancel their assignments in Jesus' name. And all the intent behind the so-called must stay at home for 10 days or 2 weeks or 2 months or 10 years or whatever they want to come up with. Even as we heard, they're trying to keep the people that work in the food industry in England from going to work at all. Well, what would that cause? Oh, not everybody has their own farm. And even those who do, I've heard in England they took away the chickens from the people who had a little bunch of chickens in their little farm in the country. They didn't want them to have food. Now, why would that be? Does the devil want to steal, kill, and destroy? He just might. But you sound like Pat sometimes, Sabrina. Did Sabrina remind us about the scripture? I think it was last Wednesday in the Gospel of John. Can you, Lord, remember where that is? God bless that. Everybody get that. It was in John chapter 6, verse 30-something. God bless that. Everybody get that. Jesus says, where is that, Lord? God bless that. Everybody get that. Everybody get that. In verse 35, I am the bread of life, John 6, 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. So we have to come to Jesus. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. And you also said in your word, every man sat safely under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. We thank you for giving your saints Holy Ghost boldness, for they that do know their God shall be strong and do whatever you want us to do, even as Lena did, as we heard in the praise reports today. And we thank you, Lord, for giving Lena and your saints Holy Ghost boldness to say, I don't care. You can fire me. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to lie. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability and the gumption to share the truth, because God is true, and you can't lie. The devil's a father of lies. We bind every one of these spirits of deception and every lying spirit associated with the so-called COVID plandemic and all the various the variations on it, and all the plans and schemes of the enemy. Oh, well, we never force you to get a vaccine, except now. We never force you to do anything, except you can't get to your job. You can't. We bind every spirit of fear and all that. Who is our provider? Our employer? Oh, I think it's Jesus. He's the good shepherd. And what did he? How did he prove he loves us? He laid down his life for us. And you say the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, God, I, Jesus, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. He purchased us with his own blood, the blood of the creator of heaven and earth. I think he knows how to provide. Didn't he provide all the loaves and fishes for 5,000, whatever, and all the 4,000? He knows how to provide. And does he do it today? Yes, he does. We thank you for what you did for KK with that chicken. And we thank you, Lord, for Brother Bill's testimony when they had a whatever it was, a meal, and you provided extra, and it went on and on. We thank the Lord, and it was that sister that was in Mozambique, and you provided for the orphans. We thank you for providing all the children's needs in Jesus' name. We ask you to provide the governors, the 11 governors, that are willing to stand against Roe versus Wade. Give them your wisdom, Father God. Help them to be wise, to serve, and harmless and stuff, to know how to stand against this demonic sacrifice of the children, and also the demonic intended sacrifice of forcing COVID vaccines on the children, which had a 0% chance of dying from COVID. Why would they want to take an experimental vaccine? Why? It's not even a vaccine. Why would they want to do that? Did they try to kill the children when Moses was a baby boy? Uh-huh. Did they try and kill the children when Jesus was a baby boy? Uh-huh. Is the devil the same? Yeah, he hasn't changed. He's got the same game plan. He hates human beings. Father, give the governors wisdom to stand against Roe versus Wade in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we repent. I repent, Father, for my family and those that thought every child and wanted child, the slogan from Planned Parenthood sounded pretty good, pretty slick. The devil can be really, really slick, but what was the intent? The intent was to kill the children. Especially, they managed to put a lot of Planned Parenthood facilities very close to the black communities. I wonder why they did that. I'm glad that I'm not prejudiced. Praise the Lord. Father, we ask you to deliver us from everyone who's first associated with transgenderism and trying to pervert the children, Father God. Every spirit of child abuse and perversion, we cancel our assignments in Jesus' name. And every one of these ungodly, perverted spirits operating through the people, trying to ram this stuff through in Jesus' name. All these demonic spirits, Father, we bind each and every one of them in Jesus' name, because you said in your word, God, and we're in agreement, in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. If two of you on earth agree touching anything, ask it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. For Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You're in the midst right here, Lord Jesus, just like it says in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. You were in the middle of the candlestick, Lord. You're right there in the middle of the church, and we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory for defense. We thank you for Father, restoring the glory Jesus had from before the foundation world and keeping us by the power of your name. We ask you to keep all the children. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the children in Jesus, and the unborn children, and their children have been born, their children in schools, Father God. And we ask you to deliver each and every one, Father. We ask you to raise up godly leaders in our nation who will stand for your truth, Father, in Jesus' name, and overturn Roe versus Wade, as we prayed previously, Father God. Overturn abortion in the United States of America, and not just the United States of America, in Israel and all the nations, Father God, where they're using this horrific practice of basically bowing down and throwing the children into the fire like they used to do for one of those demonic gods. I don't even like to mention the name of it, but it's called Moloch. And that's where some people say, holy moly, it's just a natural, ungodly habit of giving honor to a demon. We're not even supposed to mention the demons. That's at least what King David thought in Psalm 16 and other places. It's pretty hard when some of the days of the week are also names of demonic gods. So, Father, help us, Lord, be on how to walk that path the way you want, under the unction of your Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to walk in love, to walk in the light, to love every human being, and deliver those that have been confused by this transgender spirit. Deliver those that have been confused by ungodly order in the home, in Jesus' name. When the mother puts on the boots and the father, just says, yes, dear, like Ahab and Jezebel. Father, we ask you to deliver all the ungodly things in the home in Jesus' name, and deliver all the children in Jesus' name. Give the parents, raise up godly parents that will stand and fight for their children and deliver them from the demonic teachers, not just in the public schools, and the other schools as well, in Jesus' name, and in the colleges too, for that matter, in Jesus' name. Father, for this issue concerning the Health and Human Services Award to the University of Pittsburgh, Father God, we ask you to expose and overturn the demonic agenda, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you've been doing from some of the people that worked at Planned Parenthood, who got paid handsome sums for delivering body parts to places for study and for experimentation. Because one woman who worked at Planned Parenthood, I'm just doing this till I get enough money to buy a Lamborghini. So, Father God, we bind every one of these covetous spirits and every spirit of selfishness and idolatry and worship of self and worship of Satan. We bind every spirit of idolatry, Father, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of covenant. And we plead the blood of Jesus for all those who are interceded for. Father, we ask you to wake up the body of Christ, the sleeping giant. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the backsliders, your marriage to the backslider, Lord, and drawing them back to their first love, because you loved us first. That's why you sent Jesus to pay that price. The extraordinary, extraordinary price of to point out his soul for each one of us. And when we gaze in that little red cup of juice or wine or whatever, Lord, you said you're keeping us this day up, live your arm. We thank you for keeping each of us and all those we've interceded for that are coming into the body of Christ by your eye, keeping us by your eye, Father God. Your eyes on the sparrow, your eye on each one of us, Lord. And we're supposed to seek you in your face, Lord. Help us to know, Lord, that you're keeping us and hide us under the shadow of your wings. We ask you to hide the children under the shadow of your wings, including those children that are in danger of going through abortion. And I thank you, Father God, for intervening in my family's life. Kind of a little bit of a good thing. And none of us really know all of our ancestors and how many people have had sex out of wedlock and all the rest of it, Father. We ask you to deliver us from all ungodly contacts, familiar spirits, and every ungodly thing, from just ungodly contacts from electronic means in Jesus, from TV or movies or whatever. And we ask you to deliver each one and all the children, Father God, from the computer games and everything else, and deliver all the children, including those associated with us, and grant the people at the University of Pittsburgh wisdom to repent before it's too late. We pray for those who despitefully use us. We ask you to grant all those forcing ungodly transgenderism on the children and everything else, grant them the gifts of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil in your perfect time. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name, because Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. And we know you can't lie. Your God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it? Have you said it, Father? And will you not do it? You spoke it by who? By your word. Who is your word? Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glories of the only begotten of the Father. Thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world. And we thank you for your glory for defense. By the glory of children, their fathers. Thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Just like it says in John 17:11, giving us supernatural peace, Lord. Supernatural peace. Because we don't always know what's going on, but you know everything. And our times are in your hands. And you put us here for such a time as this. Help us to know how to stand and have the wisdom to stand the way Esther did. And have the wisdom to look to our high priest, who was that Hannah in the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 1. She was upset and complaining, and oh, she had this other woman that was married to her husband. In that time, apparently it was okay to have two wives for one husband, and not whatever. Pretty challenging. Of course, not as bad as, who was it, Samuel, I forget who it was, anyway, had a whole bunch of wives. Father, but we ask you to, she came and she was praying without speaking out loud. She was moving her lips, and Eli, the high priest, saw her mouth move. He said, oh, you're a daughter of Belial. In other words, you're a drunkard. You're, oh, no, I'm just a woman of a sorrowful spirit. And he agreed with her in prayer. That was Matthew 18:19 in the Old Testament. And guess what? He's a type of Jesus. He's the high priest. Jesus is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. That's what it says. I think it's the last verse of Hebrews chapter 6. I know it's also in chapter 5 and other places. And in Hebrews, Jesus is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So he's interceding. And when Hannah knew that the high priest said, may the Lord answer your prayer, give you your petition that you desired of him. I'm not reading, I'm just going from memory, and I may not get it exactly right, so bear with me. Forgive me if I did anything wrong, Lord. But she agreed with that high priest, and what happened? She got Samuel, her son, that she asked of the Lord, and we're asking these petitions of you, Lord, and you haven't changed. And we have a high priest, the Lord Jesus. And as he interceding, he's able to save us all to the uttermost to come to Heavenly Father by him, by that blood of sprinkling, by the blood of Jesus. And he's our faithful witness, and he's in heaven. Verse that, it's in Job something. Our witness is in heaven. And the first chapter of Romans, I was reading that earlier today, is awesome. He's our high priest, and he's our witness in heaven. He's going before you, Father, and saying, Father, it's not for Marshall's sake, it's for my sake, for Jesus' sake, because I poured out my blood, my soul, to redeem all these children. Deliver all the children, deliver all those that devil's trying to steal from, trying to steal their peace of mind from, trying to steal their sexual identity from, trying to steal their physical life and their livelihood and food and drink. because Father, you provide everything. You provide for the animals. You provide for the birds. You provide for, and certainly you provide for human beings who live in your image. And we thank you for providing in the natural, human strength, and in the spiritual. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we call Father, Father. We ask you, Father, to fully deliver all those you've interceded for. He needs some deliverance, and I know I need more deliverance, but I've gotten a lot, and I think what I've already had, and I need to keep dying to help us, Lord, be changed from glory to glory, day by day, as we keep doing your righteousness, and the